Sometimes you can do too much talking. That's why we play a lot of music there. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in. We just had Tragedy Ann playing live in studio. And I met them at a kind of big folk gig. A Folk Music Ontario Conference, I think is what it's called. And I have so many questions for the person who kind of is at the helm for this organization, folkmusicontario.ca. Elka Sharma, she's the Executive Director of Folk Music Ontario. Elka, thank you for joining us all the way from Ottawa. How close do you live to Justin?
I'm not sure where Justin lives.
I think he's got a nice house around there somewhere in the B block.
True.
So
I am downtown. So
you're downtown. Okay. That was Craig Cardiff playing there in the background. I think he might fit into the folk category. Craig will be on our show, is it next week or the week after, I think, anyway. So let's start with the definition of folk music.
Wow. Okay. Is that a question or do you, that's a very interesting topic to talk about.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about it with Tragedy Ann, and like it's one of the hardest things to figure out. How do you define folk music? What do you say? I mean, you're the president of Folk Music Ontario. What do we do?
Well, I mean, in my opinion, this is just my opinion of what folk music is. It's music of the people. So folk music to me includes like even punk rock and hip hop because it is music of the people. And we look at various cultures around the world, and I mean, we don't put a label on them. You know, it's just music. And according to the definition of folk, it's music of the people. So to me, even culturally around the world, there's folk music everywhere. So, mm-hmm. I mean, not everyone agrees with me because I know that there are some very sort of traditional folk aficionados that like are more about folk music coming from England and Scotland and, you know, the whole Celtic culture and everything. So, I mean, it depends. I guess it depends on where you sort of look at it. But that's what I think.
All right. Well, that works for me. So last weekend, I dropped into the 32nd Annual Folk Music Ontario Conference, which apparently is the key event for Ontario's folk roots and traditional music community. And I ran into over 20 folks who have been on my show, recording artists, performers, and the like. You know, this is how it happened. Ken Whiteley and his assistant basically got up my grill and said, how have you not been to this thing? It doesn't make any sense. They made me come.
That's great.
So I go to this thing, and here's what happened. I walk in, and there's three guys singing tight harmonies. One's playing guitar. One's got a little conga thing. And they're just in the hallway of the hotel, like in the foyer. And then I walk a little further along, and there's a couple of people sitting down. One's got a mandolin. One's got a fiddle. And they're just sitting down on the floor, again, in the foyer of the hotel. And they're jamming and singing. And then you go into the ballrooms or whatever you call them, the banquet rooms, and there's someone on stage, and there's 100 people watching them, and they're phenomenal. We got to talk about Irish. And then things really get popping about 11, I think, when you take the elevator up one floor, the door opens up, and the hallway is littered, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but the hall, like the actual walls of the hallway, have got those posters of who's playing in which room at what time, and I mean the entire stinking hallway is covered in these things, and every room, as far as I could figure out, pretty much every room in that hallway, you open the door, and there's someone performing and a group of people sitting there. It's kind of like a Nashville scenario where you've got the best talent going and like 7, 8, 12 people sitting there watching them. It was...
That's right. Yeah.
Dude, how is this not the biggest show on earth?
Well, it's a conference, right? So Folk Music Ontario is an association, and we have members that are a part of our association. And so... if you're a member, it allows you to apply for showcasing opportunities, and that's the whole purpose of the conference, is to have like people that want their music to be heard and seen by festival artistic directors, presenters, buyers from around the world. We bring in delegates to come and watch Canadian music, and like, you know, and we also have an export development program, so when we do bring in these delegates, the artists have an opportunity to meet with them on one-on-one basis. And when they do that, obviously the presenters and buyers will go and check out the music. And if they like what they hear or like what they see, then they book them. So that's the purpose of the conference. And but I think that I know what you mean. You're trying to you're asking about, like, why isn't the public able to be there? They are. They're more than welcome. It's just they have to, if they want to be a part of the conference, then they can become a member and attend the conference, or you don't actually have to be a member. You can actually just pay the registration fee. Because we also have panels and workshops that go on during the day as well. And those panels and workshops are mainly there for professional development for not only the musicians, but also our festival members from across Ontario.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I was just blown away. I really was. I've never seen anything like that. To take an entire floor of a hotel and turn it into one giant concert venue with, I don't know, there must have been, you know, easily 10 acts performing at once. And you just go, you pop in for a song here. And by the way, each room is, you know, I guess is sponsored by various production houses or publicists or whatever. And, you know, an artist gets up there and they do 3-4 songs. Boom, they're done. They're out. Next artist goes on stage. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think I'm starting to sound a little freaked out over this, but holy cow, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's quite the spectacle for sure, and especially if you've never attended something like that before, right? So there is an organization in the U.S. too called Folk Alliance International,
right?
And that happens. That's based out of Kansas City, but that happens as well on an annual basis, and it's set up the exact same format, except that there's 2,500 people that attend that. Here, our conference, which I particularly like because it's easy for the artist to actually talk to people,
yeah,
it's about like 750 people that attend. So, yeah, it is, if you have never attended, it is quite something to definitely see. I mean, when I first started working with the organization back in 2013 and I attended the conference, like, after having put it together, I was also blown away by the magnitude of, like, what goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's quite fascinating.
Where will the next one be, and when?
Next year will be September 27th to 29th, so basically the same dates as it was this year, and it will be taking place at the same hotel, at the Hilton Toronto Airport Hotel.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll be lulking around in the shadows again. Lurking?
That's,
I think,
great.
It'd be lurking. Tell me about Irish, because there's this, let me paint the picture. First of all, is that her name? Is that her, like, what she
that
goes
is.
By?
Yep.
Okay.
No, that's her name.
Okay, so she's like 4'0". she's got on a hat, kind of a suit jackety thing, and she gets up there, and I saw her walking around earlier, and whatever, you know, not anybody to, you know, stand out human. You know, some people walk through a room like they're all that in a bag of chips. No, she's got the humility, you know, the Irish humility.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she gets up on stage, and holy heart attack, the resonance coming out of that girl's voice, and the power not only in the vocal tones and the way she's playing the guitar, but the power in the story behind the lyrics. Man.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And she's amazing. And as I mentioned, she is originally from Ireland, but is actually now living in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island.
Okay.
That's her home base. But her family still lives in Ireland. But she's been living in Canada for a number of years. And she's just, she's actually quite a wonderful human being, not only an amazing singer and so forth, but she's just with it.
Yeah. Well, she sang a song that basically shone the spotlight on how the church has handled same-sex stuff. And I said,
yes.
Okay, I got to get that girl on the show.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, listen, Alka Sharma, that's who we've been chatting with. She's the Executive Director of Folk Music Ontario, folkmusicontario.ca. Alka, you've got the final 30 seconds to tell our people whatever the heck you want to tell them. Where do you want them to go? What do you want them to do? How do you want them to part with money to support what you guys are doing?
Well, I mean, all I can say is become a member and your life will change. And it's a great organization, and I hope that through this interview, people will, like, look us up and check us out and maybe attend next year. And I will, one last thing, mention again that Folk Alliance International is based out of the U.S., but they will be in Montreal February of 2019. because they move around their conference. So if you have a chance, check that out as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Alka. I appreciate
Thank
your time.
You.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Bye.